Hey everybody, and welcome to The Void, a show dedicated to filling the void between being an employee and becoming self-employed. Most people refer to starting their own company as taking the leap, as if they're blindly jumping off a cliff and into the unknown. This show is here to help you understand that it doesn't have to be that way. As always, if you like what you're hearing on the show, please do us a favor and help share The Void with somebody else who might be wanting to start their own company. We saw an opportunity to help others understand that self-employment is well within your reach, and just as our businesses have grown organically and by word of mouth, we want this show to grow the same way. So if you see somebody asking questions about starting their own service-based business, please do us a favor and send them a link to the show. I'm your host, Mitch Smedley, and with me as always is David Hilton.
Mitchell.
David.
You okay, buddy?
Yes.
It's a tough week for you.
It's a tough week.
Poor Mitch lost his phone.
I lost my phone.
I didn't, you know, when you said that, I was thinking you're a complete fucking retard. And then when you told me that, no, I didn't have any of my stuff backed up to the cloud, I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah. So I was yesterday
bad,
years
man.
Old.
Bad.
When I learned that Androids could back up to the cloud. Like, I thought that was the one thing iPhone had on Android was the built-in cloud backup. But it turns out that through Google, you can actually back up a lot of your stuff to the cloud.
Yeah, you just they don't do it for you, and it's not free.
Yeah.
Well, and iPhone's not free either. They right. give you up to, I don't even remember what it is, 25 gigs, 50 gigs, some bullshit, and then you pay. But it's like, even the next step up is like $2 a month.
Yeah.
Or $3 a month or something.
Yep.
But man, poor Mitch. He's been, like, full transparency, he's been really fucking depressed for like
yeah.
3 days.
Well, it's a lot
of
work.
I can see it.
Like, yeah. You know, 4,000 photos in the phone and they're all gone now. Like, that's
the photos would be the worst for me.
That's the hard part. It's like, because my Samsung gallery would do this thing where it would, like, a year ago today, you took these photos. And so it kind of show you your memories and stuff. And
yeah. You do post a lot on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get all those.
Yeah,
like
I can get
those. You can get.
I can get all the photos that I've posted on Facebook and everything else. It's just all the other.
Yeah. The little
there was
ones.
A lot of downloads on there, little kids' baseball stuff. I had a whole photo album dedicated to the baseball pitching machine that I tried to invent and sell. And
that's okay being gone.
Well, I say that now, but in 20 years, I've probably looked back on it and be like
oh,
I remember that. So
I remember that. I came over here one night. It was Halloween, and we were canvassing your neighborhood because we live out in the sticks.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on your couch in all of your work gear, like full uniform,
mm-hmm.
and you were fucking with that baseball machine. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, tinkering.
Tinkering.
Yep.
Nothing else to do.
So, yeah, that's back when I was gainfully employed. Now I'm just an unemployed loser.
Welcome to the club. You know,
That's the perk of being self-employed is you're unemployed.
Yeah.
So.
I know we're going to get into systems and processes, you know, the rehash of original episode 4. I wanted to... So we do like a Tradewinds commercial mm-hmm. in the podcast, and I haven't been putting them in there all the time. It's not real great. But what I realized, and I realized this because I've had a couple people reach out to me, is no one really understands exactly what Tradewinds is and what's in there. So I thought we would just do, and I probably should have prepped Mitch for this, but
yeah.
Tradewinds is a consulting company, a mastermind company, a coaching company that offers coaching for any small trades-based business. And it doesn't matter what the trade is, restoration, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, it doesn't matter. But what we've never really talked about is all of the other available resources that are inside of Tradewinds.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about the key performance indicator sheet that you've built
mm-hmm.
where people can track their daily progress inside of their business. You know, we've never talked about the huddle sheet that's attached to that. We've never talked about, and this is recent, Mitch built an hourly plus bonus structure for how to pay your guys if you don't want to be on flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got so many things in addition to just being inside of the group, and I won't beat that horse to death because, you know, we talk about that a lot, about how great the group is, you know, how much support there is, how much one-on-one there is. But there's access to a lot of other things that we never talk about.
Right.
And so I thought maybe I'd just bring that up a little bit. We just talk about it for 5 minutes and we'll move on. But there is a vast array of things inside of the Tradewinds group. And we don't do like a okay, when you sign up, you got to have a year commitment or a 6 month commitment. It's month to month. If you wanted to sign up for 1 month, download all of that shit and steal it and use it, we don't give a shit. You know, we started the podcast originally to, you know, give people immense value in starting their own business for free. Mm-hmm. If you want to pay $249 and be at the crew level for 1 month and download all that shit, do it. We don't care.
Right.
Get out. I mean, you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't at least take advantage of the 1 month and come to some of the group calls and all of that and maybe give it another month, but to each his own.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think there's been just a little bit of misconception about what Tradewinds actually is.
Yeah. The easiest way to explain Tradewinds is if you're a smaller trades-based business or wanting to start a small trades-based business, we will help you get to the first $1 to $3 million a year point. And there's not a lot of people that are willing to help you do that. And so a lot of your business coaches and business consultants, they want you at $5 million because they can charge you more. And the whole foundation of how all of this came about was we have this podcast. We get to answer tons of questions. But we were getting so many unique questions that we decided, okay, we've given enough of our time for free. So now we need to start charging something. And so we came up with Tradewinds to where, depending on how much involvement you want, you can participate at whatever level you want to participate in. So the really, really cool perk with Tradewinds is like you get the information that you get from this podcast is free. Tradewinds helps you implement everything that we talk about on this podcast. So if you're having a hard time taking the information that you hear on this podcast and making it work in your business, that's where Tradewinds comes in. When we talk about measuring your guys' conversion and average ticket and tracking all of that, and you don't know how to build the spreadsheets, we have those in Tradewinds. When we talk about monitoring your profit and loss statement for good performance and bad performance, and you don't know what the difference is, we have those examples in Tradewinds. And so anybody who is new into business or still at a small level in business, there's a lot of guys that have been in business for 10 or 15 years, and they're finally to the point where it's like, all right, now I'm ready to go and grow.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to come in. So we don't want you to, you know, the main focus of Tradewinds, we don't want you to grow and, you know, astronomically fast and scale at speed and everything else. It's more or less just create a good foundation for you.
Yeah.
And we've even got some guys in Tradewinds that don't even want to grow. They just want to run their one-man shop as optimally as they can.
Yeah, they want that profit number to be high, baby.
Yeah, and we help with that too. So basically, any trades-related business under the $1 to $3 million point, that's our ideal client.
Yeah, if you want to go, and this isn't on the website either, but if you want to have a one-on-one call with Mitch and I, just a one-time overview of, hey, this is how I've done the last two quarters, three quarters, four quarters. I want you to look at my P&L and tell me. We'll do that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on the website. Reach out to us.
Yep.
You know, hit the contact form, tradewindsconsulting.com, winninginthetrades.com, message Mitch on Facebook, maybe. We don't know if he's going to get it as of right now.
It's back now.
I know, I'm kidding. Or message me or email me, and we'll get that set up for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we offer a lot, and I don't feel like we, because we don't want it to be a salesy bunch of bullshit. We want to help people that need the help, so we don't talk about it in depth a lot. I thought, you know, lately I've been getting a lot of questions, so I thought I'd take just a few minutes and talk about it. So
yeah, and ironically, this episode is mirroring episode 4. This is episode 204. And in episode 4, we talked about some of your systems and processes that you're going to need to have in place. And the two main systems that we talked about in that episode were price book and CRM. And your price book is your standardized list of prices that you charge for things. Picture it like a restaurant. They have a menu that describes the name of the entree, the description of the entree, and the price of the entree. It's the same thing in the price book. We have the name of the repair, the description of the repair, and then the price of the repair. And we do it that way so that everybody in the company is charging the same prices for every repair that we do.
It's about consistency.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan of time and material, except in rare instances, not even rare companies, but rare instances you would want a time and material stuff. but I don't like time and material pricing. The reason why is, let's just say Dave and I are both plumbers, but David's twice as fast as me.
That's true in real life.
In real life. And we both go to two different customers' houses to put in a water heater. And if the company charges time and material, then it's going to take me twice as long to put in that water heater. What that means, that customer spent twice as much on labor. And it also meant the company spent twice as much on labor to pay me for that, right? Whereas Dave goes in and knocks it out in 2 hours and done, and here I am 4 hours.
Yeah, the rock star didn't make as much money as the slow, shitty employee.
Right.
And it created a bad taste in the mouth for the customer if they find out later that, hey, I could have had that done in 2 hours, not 6 hours.
Right, right.
You know?
And so that's where, restaurants, again, they use flat rate pricing.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm swallowing a yawn there. Restaurants use flat rate pricing. And, you know, that pricing doesn't change if you have a fast line cook or a slow line cook, or the restaurant's busy or slow. The price is the price. And we have to do that in business to help cover our overhead and to help make sure we're squared away. So one of the big downfalls with time and material is, as a business owner, chances are the guy that puts in the water heater twice as fast, you're paying him more per hour.
Yeah.
And so, but you're paying him more per hour and he's delivering you lower average tickets because he's getting done fast. And so it's just counterintuitive in both directions. You're paying more for less revenue, essentially, because he's faster. And so flat rate pricing would say, okay, the average time to put in this water heater is 3 hours. And so we got a fast guy that can get it done in two. Great. We got a slow guy that can get it done in four. Great. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's why it's called an average.
Yeah. It's the average is three. So we build the price off of three and roll. And your fast guy is going to get paid for 3 hours in two. Your fast guy is going to charge the customer for 3 hours in two. Now, the customer doesn't see it broke down like that. It's just price for a water heater. Let's call it $2,200, right?
Yeah.
And so every customer pays $2,200, every technician. So we do flat rate pay as well in our company, which means we pay our technicians off of the task as well. And so with flat rate pay, I'm paying the same amount of labor for every water heater we install. And the fast guys get it done faster, so they make more per hour. And the slow guys get it done slower, and so they make less per hour. And so it naturally aligns their income to their performance.
Would you be willing to break down an example? Like, could you off the top of your head break down, like, what goes into what for a water heater?
Yeah,
or a toilet. You know, like, okay, so the price is this, I charge this, my tech gets this, and how all of that antiquates to the total that the customer pays. I know I'm catching you completely off guard here.
Yeah, let's use round numbers here. If I'm building a price book from scratch, and let's say I'm going to use a water heater, for example, and I'm just going to throw numbers out of my head. But let's say the materials for the water heater are $1,200 our cost.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to mark those materials up when we sell them. And so when we mark them up, we divide that by 0.72.
What is that? An 18%?
That's a 28%.
28%?
Markup.
Did you say 7.2 or 8.2?
0.72.
Okay.
Okay. So let me grab my calculator.
1,200 divided by 0.72. I got you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Is $1,666.
Okay, so we're charging $1,666 for the material, okay?
Okay.
Now, the customer doesn't see this breakdown. They just see a flat fee, right?
Yeah.
When you go to a restaurant and order the 9-ounce ribeye, they don't give you a price for the ribeye and then a price for the one side and a price for the two sides and a modifying price. Like, if you want it well done, they're going to cook it longer, so the price goes up. Like, it's just $27 for the ribeye, two sides, and a drink.
Yeah.
And so they're running on the averages as well, right? So labor. Let's just say we're going to do 3 hours of labor. And let's say we charge $300
an hour.
$300 an hour. 300 okay. times three.
That's $900.
That's $900. Okay. So now our retail price for this water heater is $2,566. Okay,
yep.
That's what the customer's going to pay us for the water heater. Now, how I pay my guys is my guys get paid 21% of our labor charge
per
hour.
Yeah. So they're going to get,
so they get 21% of 300, which would be $63
times 3.
Times 3. Yeah.
Did you say 63? 189.
Labor pay is 189 is what my guy would get paid to install that heater.
Yeah.
And then material pay is 1200. That's what our material cost us to buy. We sold it for 1666, right?
Yep.
So now we can take the 2566 that we're selling that water heater for, and we can subtract out our 189 labor pay and our $1,200 in parts. And we as a company, our gross profit
1177
is 1177.
Are you tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? The Void Podcast has negotiated exclusive rates for the Void listeners. This program's tailored for trade businesses like yours. And if you're using House Call Pro, switch and you can expect to save $80 for every 10,000 you process per month. Don't let high processing fees drain your profits. Visit empowerpayments.com/the void or call us at 913-423-1265 now and unlock your savings.
Excellent.
Okay. Now that's gross profit. That's we don't take that money to the bank. We have to pay bills with that money. We have to buy advertising with that money, pay truck payments, buy fuel, buy tires, buy brakes.
Did you say pay office staff?
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
We have that's what feeds the company money to go in there and do stuff. And so that's a really quick, fast breakdown of how flat rate pricing is kind of built to get to that 2566 number. And then we can kind of reverse engineer the payout and the material cost to see what kind of our gross profit is going to be on that. And is the material cost the same every water heater? No. Some of them take 490s to install. Some of them take 690s to install. Some of them take two couplings to install, right? Some of them already have a good operating flex connector and you can reuse it. Some of them you need to put in a new flex connector. Maybe you like to hard pipe your stuff and you're going to throw the flex connector away and hard pipe it. Like, who knows?
People seem to get caught up in the very, very small minutia of how many parts is this guy using? Who's doing this? What is this?
Yep.
And that's not a way to grow.
Right.
The way to grow is take the averages of every conceivable project that you're going to have and just go with it, because it's easier for techs to sell.
Right.
It's easier for them to upsell from there. It's easier for the customer to decide what they want to pay. You know, when you're given those three options, that like it was only easy for your employees to come up with those three options because of the average.
Right.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And I think that a lot of times business owners, especially young business owners, when they have been charging on time and material for side work or whatever else, when they get to building their own personal price book, which is becoming a lot more popular than it used to be, mm-hmm. like, which you and I both know, and this is what we teach in TradeWinds, that you have to be on flat rate.
Yeah.
Like, I say that. We do talk about some hourly plus bonus pay structure and all that kind of stuff, but that's a topic for another day. But it just, it makes it so much easier to run your business and to train your employees to give the consistent effort and the consistent sales process to the customers mm-hmm. when you're going through a flat rate book.
Yeah.
Per se.
Yeah. Another perk of flat rate pay, which you can only do flat rate pay if you're doing flat rate pricing.
yes.
another perk of doing flat rate pay is we all know that let's use the same example. A water heater that sells for $25.66 is a greatly different amount of work than, let's say, a drain line repipe that sells for $25.66. Because the water line or water heater that sells for that is only 3 hours of labor, and it's $16.66 in marked up material.
Yeah.
Right? Well, your drain line repipe might only be using $500 in marked up material. And so the guys that are paying, the reason I'm bringing this up is some guys pay on commission of total ticket. And that's very dangerous to do. Because
it can be.
Yeah. Some of your total tickets, the price gets way up there simply because the material is way up there. And so.
And so you're paying off of money spent, not money earned.
Right. Right. So like the way that I pay it out, like on that water heater, the guy's only making 7.4% of the 2566. Okay. Now that doesn't seem fair to the guys that are on commission. Oh man, his guys only make 7%. That's crap. Hold on. This is an extreme case because this is just a water heater. But they're also making $189 in 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
So that puts them on the clock making over $60 an hour.
Yeah.
So,
which is where they should be.
That's where they should be.
Yeah.
Right. But you take another job that's still $25.66, but instead of the material being $1,200, it's $200. And now all of a sudden, you're a 6 hour job and $200 in material instead of a 3 hour job and $1,200 in material. And so,
right.
At, you know, you got two guys that both deliver to the company a $2,566 job, but one's a repipe and one's a water heater. If you pay on, you know, percentage of revenue commission, the guy who did the repipe got hosed because he only made the same percentage as the guy on the water heater, and the guy on the water heater had to work half the time.
Yeah.
And so that's where flat rate pay comes in. And another way you can kind of regulate that out, if you're on the commission scale, is if you have how much labor is built into each task that you do, you just pay a percentage of labor and ignore material. Material sold should never factor into how much your guy makes.
Yeah, and that's why I don't like, and this is, you know, this is kind of looking into the weeds of Tradewinds. Like, there are guys inside of Tradewinds that want to pay off of total jobs sold.
Yeah.
They just want to give a flat commission. And
it's
the
because
problem,
it's easy.
It is easy.
It's easy.
Very easy to calculate.
Pull a sales report, 40 grand, your commission is 20%. Boom, there's your money.
Yeah, the problem is it's not fair.
Right.
It's not fair to the business. It's not fair to the guys. It's not fair to anyone. And it's a little bit more difficult to track where you're making your money at.
Very much.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so, I didn't think this was going to go this way. Full transparency, these are the arguments that we have inside of Tradewinds. Hey, mm-hmm. I like to do it this way, I like to do it that way, blah, blah, blah. But Mitch and I both, and I know that I haven't said this in a long time, but I'm going to say it. I hate agreeing with Mitch, and I really do, but this is one of those things that we agree on 100%.
Yeah.
That the best way to run your business, the fairest way to run your business and to pay your employees and, you know, the fairest way to give them equal opportunity inside of your business is to be on flat rate.
Right.
And to have a price book built and structured so that everyone is paid a fair wage for what they bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This guy isn't making this. This guy isn't making this. This guy isn't making this. They're making a fair percentage off of the work that they have sold. No system is perfect, but this is the closest one to that.
Yeah.
It allows for the most fair opportunity for everyone inside of the business.
Yeah, gone are the days of getting a raise just because you were here for another year. Because if that's your mindset, you're probably contributing the exact same amount to the company as you were last year, maybe even less. And you're expecting to get paid more. And that's just not going to fly. Like,
yeah,
pay for contribution is the best route to go.
I mean, I like the guys making more money for being loyal and staying loyal in a world that's full of unloyal people.
Right.
But that can be done through other ways.
Yeah,
other
be
means,
loyal
bonuses.
To the, well, be loyal to the contribution. Don't be loyal to the time.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, if you've got a guy that fucks off all day, and he just rides the clock and everything else, and he's worked with you for a year, did he really help you get ahead in that year? Like, is he loyal or is he lazy? Right? You know,
yeah.
But again, you get a guy that, like, busts his ass for you day in and day out for a year. Now he's loyal to the contribution. That's a whole different thing, right? There's a lot of people that confuse loyalty with laziness because they see a husband and wife married for 20 years. But the husband and wife hate each other. And it's like, wow, you're so loyal. No, they ain't loyal.
I didn't think that's where you were going, but that's a good analogy.
There's a lot of things that you can put an amount of time to that people perform poorly on over that time. And it's like, yeah, you can't really,
Yeah.
Can't really call that loyalty, right?
Yeah. But to bring it back to, you know, the episode is on systems and processes. You know, this is the first one. The importance of having that price book in place and your pay structure in place before you start mm-hmm. is extremely important. You do not want to, you know, say something crazy happens and you go out on your own and all of a sudden you got to you have so much work and you're inundated with work that you have to hire three people and your price book isn't in place, your pay structure isn't in place, and now you're reeling for 3 months trying to understand what's going on.
Right.
Have that stuff together before you start.
Yeah, you're playing
your
catch
price,
up at that point.
Have your price book, you know, together. And I think, so I went back and listened to the episode today, mm-hmm. again this morning on 1.5 speed, which is, you know, more my deal. But like you had said that it takes, you know, 60 to 80 hours to really build a price book. Mm-hmm. And that's when you already have a good base of knowledge when you start to build that price book. Mm-hmm. If you're starting from complete scratch and you came from a time and material company and you're thinking about going out on your own, man, you may end up being more at like 120 hours
right.
of research online and, you know, broadcasting and try to get everything into place to build that price book. You know, and it, like this isn't a Tradewinds pitch, but when we shot that episode, we didn't have the price book we have now.
Right.
We have an HVAC and a plumbing price book now that's already built, and you can just buy it. Or, if you want, build your own, but make sure it's done before you start.
Yeah.
Don't start and then think, oh, I'm going to put this together after. No, you right. aren't going to have time, dude. You're going to be running your ass off.
Well, and it's hard to look professional to a company or to a customer and grow your business if you're, like, groveling over the prices of things. And you're being very inconsistent with your pricing.
Yeah.
And the problem is the main problem is if you don't have a solid price book to work from, you're going to start pricing out of emotion. You're going to let the customer's woe is me stories bring your price down. You're going to let the recent good business performance bring your price down.
Yeah. You're going to have a great week and think, oh, I've already killed it this week. I'm going to cut Betty Jo Johnson here.
A deal.
You know, a deal because I want to make one more sale.
Right.
When you do that, it feels good because you're helping the customer, but you're fucking yourself.
Yeah, hardcore.
Like, you are literally taking dollars. You are literally taking the profit that you made all of that week and giving it to Betty Jo Johnson or who,
right.
whatever I said the first fucking time.
Right.
That is one of the quickest ways to mediocrity mm-hmm. that people don't understand.
Yep. And so the impact there is, again, I go back to the McDonald's analogy. They got a whole menu. They got prices on everything. It doesn't matter if that drive-thru's been busy or slow. Your Big Mac's going to cost $7.99 or $10.99.
Yeah, whether you wait 20 minutes or 5 minutes, you're paying the same.
Right. And it doesn't matter if the girl that's taking your money is in a good mood or a bad mood. The price is the price. And it doesn't matter if they're way behind on bills and you're the only customer they have today. You know, again, if you don't have firm pricing, well, then what happens is you start screwing people over and you start bumping your price up because you haven't made a sale in a while or you haven't been all that busy. And so it goes just as bad the other way, too. And so coming up with a firm price to anchor from is key.
Yeah, it's one of the most underrated aspects of starting a business.
Yeah.
That people just don't understand. And it doesn't. We kind of get pigeonholed sometimes on the plumbing and the HVAC and the electrical, but it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
If you're a hairstylist, if you're a lawn mowing contractor, a landscaping contractor, sit down at the dining room table and lay out your prices. What am I going to charge for this? How did I get to that number?
Right.
And stick to it.
Right.
Reevaluate it after 30 days if you start your business. Oh, I'm not making enough money off of this. Change the fucking price.
Right.
Gravel went up last month, 10%. Change the fucking price.
Right.
Like, don't get pigeonholed.
Yep.
Be flexible.
And so how I built my price book, and this is the price book that you can buy online. And it's, I mean, we're talking $300. It's cheap in the grand scheme of things.
Didn't I say what it was earlier? Was I supposed to? I don't remember.
I don't know.
$299.
At the time of recording this show, it's $299. But,
I'm just kidding, buddy.
But like my price book... I've got a tab in there for all the pieces of material that we use. It's 990 items long. And it's got a part number and a price for every material. Every nipple, every 90, every elbow, every coupling,
yeah,
every fill valve, every flapper, every everything. And so then my price book has another tab on it where I start building tasks. And so, like, I'm going to build a water heater install task. And so the first thing I do is I associate the amount of time that it's going to take to put in a water heater. And then I start referencing all of the cells that are on the material tab. I know a water heater is going to need a water heater. It's going to need 2 female iron pipe adapters. It's going to need 1 male iron pipe adapter. It's going to need 10 feet of copper. It's going to need a ball valve. It's going to need, you know, 2 couplings and 490s. You know, all of those things. And so yeah. I can literally build all of the material that it takes to install a water heater, an average water heater. And then the price book will automatically calculate. Here's that material. Here's the marked up price for that material. Here's your hours. Here's what you charge per hour. Here is your retail price for a water heater. And so then, like, my next water heater up, we have like a basic, a deluxe, and like a premium water heater. So my next water heater up is going to include more material because it comes with more stuff, comes with a thermal expansion tank and stuff like that. But it's also going to include more time because yeah, it takes longer to put it in.
To put that in. And it's what, like, it's going to take a little bit more material, right?
Right.
T, a little bit of pipe, a 90, whatever, a ball valve.
Right. And so that price is obviously going to be higher than my basic price. And then my premium water heater comes with an expansion tank and a pressure regulation valve. And so, again, more material, more time. And so the way that our water heaters are mapped out is they add an hour to them with every upgrade you do. And so if you do the basic water heater, just a standard water heater in and out, it's a 2-hour job. Our deluxe water heater, which is our middle ground one, is a 3-hour job, and our top line water heater is a 4-hour job. And when you get really good at it, you're installing the top one in probably 3 hours. You're installing the middle one in 2 to 2.5 hours, and you're installing the bottom one in like 1.5 hours. And yeah. So you're still getting ahead on the pay side of things, but doing it this way allows me to where I can take my entire material list and I can email it off to one of the bigger vendors in the area, that the bigger vendors usually charge the higher prices. So I can email it off to the highest price vendor in the area. And in a couple of days or a week, they'll email it back to me with updated pricing on everything. And then I just copy and paste their updated pricing into my price book. And boom, I have all new pricing. Now, I do have to import that price book into my CRM.
And you have to do that regardless of your CRM.
No matter what CRM you have to import your price book into your CRM. And every CRM out there will allow you to import a custom price book. Some of them will allow you to do it yourself. Others will require that you email it to them and let them handle the import.
All right, so you've newly started your company and you're trying to pinch pennies. However, you don't realize the biggest thing that's hurting you right now is not gathering all of your information into one spot and making it super efficient for you to use. So the answer is FieldPulse. It gets you off of paper tickets. It gets you off of all of that crazy office work at the end of the day and reconciling all that stuff. And it lets you organize everything with ease. It puts it all into the computer. It actually puts it all into the cloud. So it's not even putting it on your computer. And it lets you organize your customers. It lets you organize all of your service calls. Heck, it'll even route you to your service call. And the best part is, even after all of that, you'll probably realize about a 100% growth in your business just in the first year of using FieldPulse. So if you'd like to check out FieldPulse and see what great looks like, click on the link in the description of this show.
But ultimately, importing a Excel file or CSV file for the price book is what's going to get your price book, that your customized perfect price book, into your CRM. And it doesn't matter if you use House Call Pro, Jobber, Service Fusion, Field Pulse,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. I will say, we've had this question a lot since we did this episode. Well, what do I do if I'm getting prices from my vendors that are cheaper than the highest price? Well, first off, you should be building your price book off of the highest price possible.
Yes.
Okay? When you then get a part that is cheaper, that's more money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, shouldn't I be like extending that discount to the customer. No. That's your, you built that price book. You went out of your way to get that part cheaper.
Right.
You deserve to retain that money. Guys, we're talking about $2, $5, $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about $1,500 over a quarter. It is not that important.
Right.
Put the highest prices that you can find in your area into that price book, build it, go with it.
Right.
Stop nickel and diming yourself over stupid shit that doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. The in business, you get rewarded for your diligence and your efficiency. And the moment your diligence and efficiency rewards get passed off onto the customer, you are putting yourself in the bottom ranks of everybody else.
You're behind
right?
the A-ball at that point.
And so let me give you some real examples of that. Real example of being rewarded for your diligence and your efficiency. That example earlier, David's a plumber, I'm a plumber, David's twice as fast as I am, okay? We both go do one of these 26 or 2566 water heaters. We both make $189. Only Dave made it in 2 hours and I made it in 4. Dave got rewarded for his diligence to learning the trade and his efficiency of having a well-stocked vehicle. Me, if I wasn't too diligent to learn new tricks and I wasn't efficient, my vehicle wasn't very stocked and I had to go get parts, yeah. Well, now I'm disincentivized for that, right? And so that's a great way to do it. Well, the same goes for when you're setting your material prices. Use the most expensive vendor in town and then reward yourself for your diligence to find the cheapest vendor in town to actually buy it from.
Yeah. We call those hidden dollars.
Yeah. It's no different than, you know, you get discounts for buying in bulk and all of that stuff. You don't pass those on to the customer. Those are yours to keep.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see anybody out there like offering their airline miles for their credit cards to all the customers of their business. No, they're using those airline miles for their own travel, right?
Yeah.
That's your reward for being diligent and putting all of the charges on the credit card and then paying the credit card off and you get your miles, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that you're holding all customers accountable to the same thing. You know, when Walmart gets a new shipment of like box fans in, they sell the first box fan for the same price they sell the last one for.
Yeah.
It's not like they start getting relaxed and oh, somebody bought 7 of them. Cool. You're buying them all 7 at the same price. Like,
yeah,
it's just, it is what it is. Yeah.
And we're going to move on to CRM here. I want to say one other thing about the price book. You can go on tradewindsconsulting.com and when you go to price books, you okay over there, buddy? Mitch had a tough week. He's got to have an extra drink. When you go to the price book tab, the videos are free for anyone to watch. Just click on the link. Like if you're trying to build your price book and just want to have some insights into how our price books work, just watch the videos.
Yep.
They're free. Just click on it. YouTube video will pop up. You know, we kind of go through the ins and outs of how it works and all that stuff. And if it helps you build your price book, that's fucking awesome.
Yep.
I hope it does help. If it seems too overwhelming and you don't want to spend the time to do it and you want to buy our price book, that's fine too. But the videos are free.
Yep.
So just go there and watch them. They're right on the website. We go into some serious depth about how they work, how we come up with the prices. I know being a visual learner, like Mitch and I talking about it and the exercise we went through earlier, like it's kind of hard to visualize mm-hmm. how that stuff works. Just watch the videos on the website.
Yeah.
It's free. You know, it's no big deal. I think they're 30 minutes long or something.
Yeah.
Watch them and hopefully it gives you a foothold and you can run with it. I will say this. I knew that brain of yours would kick on when I asked you that question. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That thing just came right back on. Those were excellent examples. But
the next part of the rehash of episode 4, now episode 204, is CRMs. And we've talked about this on a very recent show, but we're going to rehash it again because that's what we're supposed to talk about on this show. And that is your CRM is going to be the single largest instrument you use to grow your business.
It's kind of like the glue that holds everything together.
Yeah.
And keeps everyone on task.
It organizes all of your customers. Your CRM will organize all your price book stuff. Your CRM will organize your employees. You know, And all of them have different limitations or different levels that they can operate from. Some of them are just strictly a CRM. They're not going to try to handle your bookkeeping. They're not going to try to handle your payroll or anything. Others of them will have add-on features to where they can start to handle your bookkeeping and your payroll. But keep in mind that there are CRMs out there that I would consider like a Walmart of CRMs. And I'm not going to say which ones they are, but chances are the CRMs that do everything and their price is very cheap, they're going to be a lot like Walmart. Walmart's got everything. They just don't do anything super well.
Yeah.
Right? You're not taking, you might take your car to Walmart to get tires, but you're not going to take your car to Walmart to have the AC system completely redone. You're not going to take your car to Walmart to have a complex electrical thing figured out. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, they're basic services, right?
Yeah.
Don't they even have a line called Basics? No, that's Amazon. Amazon has Basics. So, no frills, just get me done.
Yes, I think you're correct.
But CRMs are literally, like Dave said, the glue that holds everything together. But here's the thing with CRMs. They all rely on how well you understand the CRM. And a CRM you don't understand is not going to perform well for you. I use the Apple Android analogy a ton. I don't understand Apple. I've tried. I've seriously tried. Gave it 6 months and still can pick up my Android and know right where everything's at. And my Apple, I was guessing and everything. My brain just does not work Apple. And so rather than try to fight it, it's like, okay, I'm an Android guy.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, roll with it.
Is what it is, right?
Use what helps you the most.
Right.
What's easiest for you to use.
Yeah, the CRM you understand is going to be the one that you use. And so a lot of times, and I know Field Pulse sponsors the show. Field Pulse has an awesome CRM.
We love Field Pulse.
We love the heck out of Field Pulse. Some people's brains don't work Field Pulse. They just don't understand the workflow and the logic and the layout and everything else.
What
I always tell people is check out Field Pulse, check out House Call Pro, check out Service Fusion, and check out Jobber.
Oh, I forgot about Jobber. I made my little list over here. I forgot about Jobber.
You check out those four, and you're going to automatically fall in love with one of them. They're all priced fairly consistently with each other.
Yeah, they are. They're in the wheelhouse.
Let's say between $300 and $600 a month for any one of those. So they're all priced fairly consistently with each other. But there's going to be one that stands out like, wow, I just understand this better. And so, you know, you're going to perform better with the one that you understand the best.
Yeah.
I do not envy CRM builders at all. I think that is one of the most difficult jobs in the world to do, is you got to make a computer software that will work with everybody else's businesses and how everybody else thinks their business should run.
Yeah.
And that's a very hard thing to understand.
Well, and let's, like, I don't want to throw software people under the bus, but they don't, like, you're literally trying to take a construction business or home service business and get it to work in a software where the engineer literally has no idea what these guys are dealing with on a daily basis. So it is difficult, and I think that's why a lot of them are so different.
Yeah.
Because they don't know like what people want to see.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. My brother is a software guy. Mm-hmm. We've talked about, hey, what if we, you know, try to, he's like, dude, like I don't even know where I would even start.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like it's apples to oranges and then trying to get them to make one different fruit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Ironically, an hour before we started recording today, I was on a call with a company that is, they are building a software that will overlay across CRMs. They're starting with one CRM in particular to figure out how to make things click. And then they're going to overlay across others. And basically their idea is, so you notice I didn't mention Service Titan on the CRM list.
Yeah, I wondered why, but I wasn't going to bring it up, but go ahead.
The Service Titan is probably the best CRM on the market. However,
it's the most expensive. It is the best. It does the best tracking of your individual performance.
Right.
Inside of it.
Service.
Agree.
Service Titan, like, it does so much that you'll need somebody in the office 40 hours a week just to get all the data that you need out of Titan. All the data it can give you.
Yeah, you've got to be running more than five guys.
You've got to be...
I say that. We have guys in TradeWinds that run it that only have two or three.
Yeah.
But because they just love it.
Well,
you know, and they're used to it.
You have to be excited about knowing your numbers to the T. And you have to be... Like, you have to know firsthand and understand that without these numbers, I am crippled in business. For you to even start to get a glimpse of what Service Titan can do for your business.
That's true. Very
just,
true, man.
Just to give you a rough idea, so like private equity firms will give you more money for your business if it's already on Service Titan, because private equity firms love all of the data that it provides. Okay.
Well, and so it's an easier transition for them after the fact, too.
Yes.
I think that's
very much so. And
a big
so,
reason why.
What I'm saying, I'm not saying like you're not ready for Service Titan. A lot of times you aren't ready. When I started our company, I was the only plumber. They literally laughed at me on the sales call, because I wasn't big enough.
Which is why you tell them to fuck off every time they call.
Yeah, that's why I tell them to screw off, right?
Fuck you.
But this other company that I was on a call with today is looking at creating, an integration that will integrate through the API channels of all CRMs to give you Service Titan-like data out of your basic CRM. And we're lucky enough to be on the ground. David probably doesn't even know this yet, but we're lucky enough to be on the ground floor of it and help them design this thing. And then it'll be like, we're going to be probably one of their first paths to launch it through TradeWinds. Because I'm going to say, well, there's a decent percentage of TradeWinds members that are on HouseCall Pro. And so they may even get some beta trials and things like that with this software.
I can edit this podcast however I want. First off, fuck you for not telling me. Second off, you know Field Pulse sponsors the podcast.
No, right. No, this is an open API integration thing to work for all CRMs.
So they're not even a software.
They're not even a software
on top of it.
No.
Okay.
No,
gotcha.
They're not a software company.
I gotcha.
They understand the disconnect between like work with your hands, blue collar tradesmen that evolve into business owners. And we're not all that tech savvy.
Yeah.
And here we have this CRM that gives me all this numbers and stuff, but I don't really understand what it all means. And so they're creating
gotcha.
An integration
okay.
that balances all of that. And it will
gotcha.
Give you numbers of like what tech is performing better, what tech is performing worse, and how to help pay your techs and how to help everybody understand their paychecks and all of this kind of stuff.
I'm giving you a free pass this week, but what the hell? Did you just forget to tell me?
Yeah. It
you just slip your mind?
Yes, actually. Okay. So they... This,
I
how,
love you,
how
man.
This
I'm
came
just
about,
busting your balls.
this guy was like, hey, we're in similar circles. I'd love to learn more about you and what you do and kind of tell you what I do. And I'm like, sure. I had some time a couple of weeks ago when we met, and that's when I learned he's designing this API integration software thing. And I got excited about it. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And he goes, we've gotten more info from you than a lot of our other people. Can I count on you for like another call as we get further down the path? And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, sure, dog.
And so he messaged me on Saturday late morning.
I need to know where to send the TradeWinds invoices
right.
to for well, just, you know, just being completely transparent here.
He messaged me Saturday late morning, and I was out on our boat with the event that we were hosting.
Is that when you lost your phone?
Yes. we were hosting a bunch of real estate investors.
Stuff,
me and a couple other guys that have boats, we were all hosting these real estate investors and gave them kind of like a lake party.
Yeah. Why didn't I get an invite?
You did.
First
you
off.
You said, I don't like people. That
first
was your
off,
exact answer.
First off, I get an invite to all the bullshit ones that I don't want to go to, and then I don't get an invite to this one.
Nope.
Man,
nope.
Am I bad? Am I not allowed to talk to people?
Yep.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt my feelings.
So yeah, he messaged me. I left the message unread, so I remember to get to it later. Well, then my phone mysteriously disappeared off the boat and lost cell phone signal at 1:42 in the afternoon.
You know what? Maybe if I had been on the boat, that phone wouldn't have got lost.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Yep. I mean, for all I know, my wife grabbed my phone and didn't like the picture she saw and chucked it in the water.
There were some rotten kids running all over these. I had to kick one kid off the boat. He was so rotten. There were these rotten kids running around. I have no guarantees that they didn't steal it and just turn the GPS off. I don't know what you do with a phone. But
we're getting a little off track here, but I will say this. I have told parents at soccer games to shut their fucking mouths because they've been like, oh, my kid this and my kid that. And like, you know, you don't want to parent someone else's kid on the sideline. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, look, stop being a shitty parent and get your fucking kid in line.
Right.
Like, what do you want me to do? It's, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a good thing.
It's a good thing you didn't
go vote.
Yeah. But yeah, ultimately with CRMs, check out those four. Field Pulse, Service Fusion, House Call Pro, and Jobber. And do a sales presentation with all of them. Let them give you all the clicks and whistles and bells and everything.
They're free, guys.
Yeah, they're free.
They're free.
Takes your time, but that's it. But it's time well spent because you're going to land on a CRM that you understand the best.
Yeah.
And if that's Field Pulse, great. Like, awesome. Field Pulse sponsors the show, and that's great.
We love the guys at Field Pulse. They're awesome.
We're insanely transparent with the guys at Field Pulse, and we tell them that, like, this is our recommendations for CRMs, right?
Yeah.
Because Field Pulse doesn't want a user on their platform that doesn't understand their CRM. That's an upset customer waiting to happen and a difficult customer.
It's a bad review. It is time out of their schedule to do the call,
right.
Sign them up, and then 2 months later,
they
have a disgruntled customer. They're trying to dip. They're trying to get out of their contract. Well, they don't want that either.
Right. Right.
No, none of the CRM companies want that.
Yeah.
They want customers that know how to use their software, that can be lifelong. They really want lifelong customers.
Yeah.
That makes them the most money.
You know, last week, we were going over business finance prep, and we were going over my budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I use Service Fusion in my company, and it's not a plug for Service Fusion. I understand it the best.
Yeah.
And so that's the one I went with.
Yeah.
And I use Service Fusion in my company and on those budgets for when we started in August of 2020.
Yeah.
I was paying $220 a month for Service Fusion.
I know. I remember.
And now it's like $440.
Yeah.
So it's almost doubled in price over the years.
Everything has gone up, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
But, you know, if you guys have any questions about CRMs or anything like that, our emails are in the description of this show.
Yeah, hit us up.
You can ask any questions you want. If this show sparked you any questions about how to build a price book, or you have more questions about the Tradewinds price books, or anything, shoot us a message, shoot us an email, and hit us up. Like, the whole reason we do this is to help guys start their business or get their business to a really healthy level. And that's why we created Tradewinds, because we found that we could have an even bigger impact. That's why we sell that price book for a fraction of what we should.
Yeah, and it's not a monthly thing where you pay us monthly. You pay us once, you get the downloads, you own the book.
Yeah.
Customize it to whatever you want. We don't care.
Yeah, a lot of guys don't want to pay Profit Rhino for their... Profit Rhino is probably the other leading price book person out there. A lot of guys don't want to pay them because it's a revolving $150 a month. And the moment you stop paying them, you don't own the book anymore.
And when you want to change it, it takes 3 months to get changes done.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a done-for-you service, but it ain't that great, right?
No.
Whereas ours, a one-time flat fee of $300, and you own it forever, indefinitely, and you can modify it as much as you want, as often as you want. You can get your area pricing in it. You aren't relying on some national company to tell you what thermal expansion tanks cost across the nation. You can put in what you are paying for thermal expansion tanks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whether you want to build, like, even if you want to build your own book, you would still be money ahead to buy the Tradewinds book, because all the algorithms are already in there and all the formulas are already in there, so that you can use it as a foundation and then just start tweaking and changing along the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, when time is money and the book only costs $300, I'm not kidding you, $300 will save you 80 hours.
Yeah.
So, yes, we encourage your guys' questions. You know, ask away. Any questions you have, we're here for it.
Hey, one more thing real quick. I'm going to put this out tomorrow instead of Fridays.
Okay.
Because you and I are going to be out of town.
Yep.
If you guys still want to go to Vegas, the event is July 26th. You can still come. This Saturday, you can still come.
Yep.
Tristan, one of our members hit me up on Monday and was like, hey, can I still come? I was like, yeah.
Yep.
And flights are cheaper now than they were 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You can stay
last minute flights.
You can stay at the Luxor, which is next door to Mandalay Bay where our event is. It's actually less than 208 now.
Yeah.
Per night. So if you guys want to come, you can. I'll put the, like I said, I'll put the podcast out early since we're going to be out of town. So
Sounds like a plan. So
I can't wait. I can't wait, man. I'm ready to get out of town for a few days.
Yeah.
I know you need to be out of town for a few days.
Yeah. I'm going to the Vegas event and then I'm going on a cruise next week after that. I'm taking a full week off of work.
Did you change your wife's ticket to drop her off in Seattle while you're in Vegas?
Just
a thought. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's pretty easy to get lost in Vegas.
You know what the best thing is?
Man, if I come to you Saturday night and say, meet me in the desert with a shovel, don't ask where Danielle is.
Understood. You just fucked yourself. Do you want me to edit that out? I'll edit that out.
I am not burying my wife in the desert. She's already there with the body. She's already started digging the hole.
First off, that bitch ain't digging no holes. Second off, I wouldn't be surprised if she killed someone. So,
undoubtedly, if I had to bury a body in the desert in Vegas, it would be because of
That's what I was saying. For all of you out there that don't have a close friend, get one.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You never know when a redhead's going to go crazy.
All right. Good show, buddy.
Until next show, we will see you guys later.
Love you.